You have a lovely home. Don't worry, I'm not bothered by a little mess. I know you weren't expecting company. Please don't trouble yourself. I'm just glad that we have this chance to get better acquainted without all the commotion of a bar. You looked a bit out of your comfort zone there. To be honest, you really don't seem the type. Not just the way you dress, but your body language. It's very apprehensive. I can tell that bringing home a stranger makes you nervous. Don't worry, I won't bite. Unless you want me to. There's no reason to be embarrassed. We all have needs to fill. But the night is young. Why don't you pour yourself a nice glass of wine and get a little more comfortable? I can wait. Oh, don't mind me. I was just perusing your bookshelves. It's a very nice collection. Finding a well-read man is rare these days, and it's a treat. I noticed this one among your titles, Vampire Fiction, right? It's become a long... Well, it's become a popular genre. We've come a long way from Anne Rice, and even a longer way from Bram Stoker. It's not surprising. It's only natural for humans to be enthralled by the supernatural. It's instinct. The French call it l'appel de vide. I probably pronounced that horribly, but it means the call of the void. It's as if you're on top of the Eiffel Tower. And instead of marveling at the view, you just think that your first thought is that you could jump. You could just jump right now. Or seeing an oncoming train barreling down the tracks ahead of you, knowing you could take it on, take one small step into oblivion. Your fear of death is only matched by your fascination with it. It's enticing, even arousing. It drives you to take risks, like inviting a stranger to your home, placing yourself at my mercy without knowing what I want or what I'm capable of. It leads not consciously, but on a primal level you already know. That my skin is just a few degrees too cold, that I don't draw breath or have a pulse.
You can sense that my existence is
unnatural. It's why your heartbeat quickens with every step I take towards you. Your body's flight or fight response has already begun. So, my dear, I'm going to offer you a decision. I will walk through the next door that you open. You can choose the front door, and I'll leave here and now, and you will never see me again. Or you can choose the bedroom door, surrendering to the void, giving yourself to me fully, and experience all of the pleasures of the flesh. Here on the precipice, little human, do you have the courage to take that final step? Very good. First, remove your clothing for me, slowly. That's it. Very nice. Now, lie on the bed and clench your butt cheeks for me. No hesitation. No need. I have keen senses and I already know that you're wanting. one of the reasons I approached you. To taste man in such a way is a rare pleasure. At his most vulnerable, during his most sensitive time. I've been told it's a very intense experience. Just lie back. No, calm down. Lie back for me, and I'll show you. Wonderful. Your taste has already brought water to my thighs. But I'll save your every last drop of your luscious nectar first. Shall I give you more than just my tongue? Roll on your side, and I'll enter you with my fingers as well. That's right. There. Just relax and enjoy it.
Let me reach
deep inside while I lavish you with my mouth. Don't finish just yet. I have other plans. I'm going to sit on top of you. Then I'll open a vein in your lovely wrist with my hands. Then I'm going to feed on you while you reach your climax. Blood is the sweetest and richest right after orgasm. Nothing else can compare. The bite is painful, yes, but the sensation of being drained is incredible. The ultimate act of submission, the surrender of your life to me. I don't intend to kill you. But I will gladly drink my fill. So prepare yourself. Buried to the hilt. It even feels better than my mouth, right? So warm and... inside. You're getting close. I can feel it already. Bear your wrists to me. Give me what is mine to take. Yes, that's it. Good boy. Surrender to me. Come for me. I'm stopping drinking right now. My mouth needs to be free too. Like other things. Oh, I felt that twitch. Incredible. Every taste, every sound, every touch. You satisfied me in so many ways tonight. Here. This will stop the bleeding. Just a drop is all it takes. Now, try and get some rest. The weakness will pass soon enough. And I'll be on my way. Another thing. The next time you feel the need to lose yourself, you know where to find me. Bye.